I know. I'll get it to you, Randy. Here it comes. This is it. I know. Try to be a little more reserved.
Listen,
sir.
I'm getting my predictions straight from NASA. So
are you?
Yeah.
And you know,
give me what you got.
You know where they're getting them?
Yeah, from
the
you?
From the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Mostly sunny. Slight chance of, and Jim Razor.
Yeah, that's very good.
Slight chance of showers after 1 on Monday with a high near 90.
Yeah.
SIU President Randy Dunn is joining us in the studio. Early move-in. You know, I got to tell you, first time I'm in, like, early move-in and before the eclipse, and I'm thinking, are you crazy? And then as I look at it, it makes a lot of sense to me. When you look at SIU, the situation we are in enrollment, and we look where we are on people who don't necessarily stay after 1 year or 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked about that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Why not have them come in this weekend, have an incredible first weekend's experience at SIU, and bond?
That was the thinking. That was the thinking.
I'm glad
That's
to hear
right.
that. I'm glad to hear how
well,
that,
and,
more and more
and,
I thought about it. I'm going, come on, God. And then more and more I thought about it. No, this makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and also to have the ability to kind of, you know, spread out the congestion, traffic, confusion, and all of that type of thing. That was going to be an important part of it, too. But so far, so good. Let's put it that way. And the signs that we're seeing in terms of what's going to happen this weekend are already there. You see it more than I do, being out in the community. So it was I think well reasoned and a good plan, and so far so good.
Yeah. So
now we just hope for a great event on Monday and get through it without significant incident and roll into the start of the school year.
Well, my first thought is, you know, is getting back to school, but everybody's going to be looking for a number.
That's right.
Can you get me in the ballpark?
No. Well, I could. No, I.
There, what if I asked nicer? Could you please get me into the ballpark?
You know, I think what we're going to see this year is probably somewhere in the same vicinity of what we've been the past couple of years, and that's anywhere right now from 4, 5, 6% down from what we were the past year. Now, still a few odds and ends. You get late registrations, particularly at the graduate level. So we'll pick up some of those.
Right.
We will have some off-campus registrations that tend to come in later. As you know, Tom, we do a lot of work on military bases, credit-bearing degree programs. So we'll see those registrations somewhat late. So I'm not trying to be real coy about it. You're not going to see any growth. I think that's, you know, a given. But at this point, we're waiting to see what this last week brings us in terms of those. They're not technically late registrations, but people who come in right under the wire to see what that bumps us up.
When we see everything, then we'd probably be in the neighborhood of 16,000.
Yeah, or a little less. That's
right.
That's
15,500.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Because, you know, when you think about it, because in its heyday, when I came here and started doing my first research on SIU, even though I was, you know, very familiar, you know, it was 26.
Mm-hmm.
And I was 87.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the, you know, the general ballpark.
Yeah.
So, and still, you know, you understand the importance here, but every student is important, which
That's
is something
right.
that you know very well.
Well, you know, the challenge that we've had for the past couple of years is this crisis in confidence that really directly emanates from the budget impasse that we had at the state level. And people who would typically come to a state university, because remember, this isn't just Carbondale. We're seeing it across the entire state, save for a couple of campuses in the state system, everybody's been down. And
I think everybody except U of I.
Well, and Illinois State stayed flat. They've been able
flat.
To get through this in part because of proximity to Chicago, a couple hours down Interstate 55. But everyone else has taken it on the chin. And, you know, within the SIU system, we've had tremendous growth at Edwardsville. But even last year, SIUE got caught in this, and their numbers were down. So the thinking is, as we can move beyond the state mess, as we keep working on the things that have been put in place.